Chapter 2. Is There a God Program? Spirituality comes from within. The kernel must be there from the start. It must be part of their genes. Behavioral geneticist Dean Hamer. In the summer of 2005, the London Zoo actually trumped the beach. The zoo staged a hot weather story that took the international media by storm. For 4 days, August 26th through 29th, in the wooded habitat on Bear Mountain, 3 male and 5 female Homo sapiens were displayed. A label was affixed to the display, warning humans in their natural environment. Zoo spokeswoman Polly Wills explained that the exhibit teaches members of the public that the human is just another primate. The sapiens had not been acquired by the zoo in the usual way, however. Applicants responding to advertisements had to provide a persuasive 50-word pitch. A chemist, an aspiring actor, and a fitness enthusiast all passed this test and found themselves installed in the display with only fig leaves to protect their modesty. Yes, their modesty. One patron professed disappointment that the sapiens turned out to be wearing swimsuits beneath the cut-out, pinned-on paper fig leaves. Another difference was that, after displaying their biceps and curves in front of the holiday crowds, all the while protected from their grumpy animal relatives by an electric fence, the sapiens departed each night, not to a pile of bracken somewhere, but to their own flats. Curiously, one participant commented, "A lot of people think humans are above other animals. When they see humans as animals here, it kind of reminds us that we're not that special." That is an interesting comment, given that the publicity stunt was only possible because precisely the opposite happens to be true. The cavorting cage dwellers willingly exhibited themselves to other humans for fun and possible career advancement. So why, precisely, are we supposed to take away the idea that humans are animals in the same sense as the voiceless creatures electrically fenced in the other enclosures, who cannot write a pitch, offer their thoughts to reporters, or, perhaps more poignantly, go home every night? Yes, we are physically members of the animal kingdom and participate in all its risks and opportunities. But the participants' comment, "We are not that special," shows how entrenched philosophical materialism has become in our society. Faced with obvious differences between humans and the typical zoo denizens, many assume that they have actually seen similarities. It's not so surprising, really.